I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I think our three objectives, at least when we started, was let's prevent harm to children. So it's prevention of child abuse. Let's, you know, once a child is harmed in a physical or sexual way or whatever, many times their bodies can recover. It's amazing how the Lord has created their little bodies to recover from a broken bone or whatever. So their bodies do recover, but often the scars of the event carries throughout their lives, and it's hard to let that go. So the idea is if we can avoid that, if we can intervene before that, that's a good thing. So preventing child abuse, deflecting kids from the foster care system. I mean, I used to be a foster parent, and they're great foster parents. The system, often gets bad rap, and, you know, you hear about kids bouncing around from home to home, or when kids age out of foster care, they're the ones that end up getting into human trafficking. So the foster care system often has its own trauma and dilemma, and it needs the help of the church, right? Good foster parents. But if we can keep kids out of foster care, that's a good thing. And so that's what we try to do. We try to prevent abuse, keep kids out of foster care. And then the third is we just want to support families that are, they might not be at the brink of harming their kids, but they're trying to raise their child by themselves, and they have no one else to turn to. And often things might go bad if you're trying to do it by yourself and you have these pressures on your life, and you know, that might result you to be short with your kid. And I know when my wife was gone for a week, I was home alone with my kids, and by the end of the week, it was not a pretty sight. So I could see the stresses that people who are trying to do this by themselves, and then they have some of these families, they just need that level of support, someone to come alongside of them. My dream is the church will return to its rightful place as a beacon of light for the most vulnerable group in our society, that when people see kids that are in a vulnerable situation or families, they'll first think of the church. How can I get help from the church? That's my goal. And then the church will regain its voice in our society as really having a significant role in the fabric of safety and protection of the most vulnerable in church. And so I'd love for it to glow. I personally also believe in the power of the family, an unleashed family. And I think that families need people to come alongside of them and to help them. And even Christian families need that. And so I serve in that way.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.